Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Welcome. I'm Solazar, and this is my Metaphysical Musings. Now, before we get into the show, let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm a speaker, I'm a performer, I'm a reader, a healer, a radio host, and an author. Now, I've been a part of the metaphysical community all my life, and along the way, I've completed a series of formal studies as well. So this show will share a variety of metaphysical subjects. Very often, the subjects will be driven by not only what's going on in my life, but potentially what's going on in the world around us. Because metaphysics covers everything. It covers so much. Now, I want to thank Angel Thacker and the New Age Guild for letting me be a part of the Spirit Talk lineup. Now, for those who listen to me here or on my Good Vibrations radio show, you know I like to start each show with a reading from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen published his essay, As a Man Thinketh. Now, Allen chose the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It was described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. Allen wanted all of us to know that in your own thoughts, you hold the key to every condition, good or bad, that enters your life. By working patiently and intelligently on your thoughts, you can remake your life and transform your circumstances. In Day by Day with James Allen, his essay has been broken into separate sections for each day of the month. And for the sixth day of the month, James Allen shares, Release the Past. Do not dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly today. And do not think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. In Failing Forward, John Maxwell talks about turning failures into stepping stones for success. You must learn to say goodbye to past wounds, to past hurts, to past trauma. And for each wound, John Maxwell recommends you apply each of these five steps. One, you acknowledge the pain you feel about the trauma. Two, you grieve the loss. Three, you forgive yourself. Four, you forgive the other person. And five, you determine to release the event and move on. So going back to James Allen, he tells us, release the past. Do not dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly today. And do not think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. You see, when we acknowledge the pain, when we grieve the loss, the grieving is twofold also. We grieve what was and we grieve what might have been, but we grieve it because we know it's to be no more. It's in the past. We can't make it. When we forgive ourselves, we're forgiving ourselves for what we did or what we didn't do. what we chose or what we didn't choose. When we forgive the other person, we also forgive them because in that time and in that place, they did what they did, and it's done. It won't change. We can dwell on it forever, and it'll still be they did what they did, or they didn't do what they didn't do. And when we determine to release the event and move on, we are determining to say it's in the past. It's a formative element of where I am at this moment in time. And I don't want to carry that baggage forward with me. I want to release it because I've forgiven it. You know, in addition to the words of James Allen, there are a series of things that I do every day. I do a morning and evening series of forgiveness prayers, and we're going to touch on that later in the show. I do a gratitude affirmation, and we'll touch on that later in the show as well. I do unconditional love affirmations. I do Ho'oponopono, and I collect a positive thought from the daily word produced by the Unity School of Christianity. And today, for Sunday, August 6th, it says, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. They refer to it as God. I refer to it as the divine. And I believe that everything in my life is under my power because at all moments, at all times, I have the opportunity to make a choice. The challenge you have in releasing the need you hold on to what was or what might have been, we want to hold on to that. We don't want to let go of it. We want to repaint the portrait or the story of our life. And the healing element that we need to adopt in order to release is unconditional love. And unconditional love comes from unconditional acceptance. As Rumi shared, to operate from unconditional acceptance and love, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. So many of us in our lives, as we go through them, are building defenses to ensure that we're not hurt, that we're not vulnerable, that we're not open. And yet those defenses are what keep us from our own unconditional acceptance and unconditional love. The unfortunate truth in life is that we learn most about something or someone by experiencing what it or they are not. We find out that dream job is not the dream job. That dream relationship is not the dream relationship. That love of my life is not the love of my life. You've been trained to offer conditional love. That's what we learn as children. That means you offer love for yourself and others and the world when certain conditions are met. That's when you offer that love. This type of love is taught to you by your parent. Now, as we previously discussed, our parents suffered from their own wounded inner child issues. And since their inner wounds were unhealed, they passed those same wounds to you. And as part of that, they taught you conditional love. For instance, if I tell you I love you, you must respond I love you. If you don't, I'm offended, I'm hurt, I'm wounded. Clearly, you don't love me as much as I love you. How could you be like that toward me? How could you do that? Do you see how this conditional dialogue can only disintegrate? Conditional love is about ego attachment. The vibration of unconditional love is the vibration of your true self. It's the vibration of flow. So in order to fully develop love, you have to accept the whole condition of life as it is, light and dark, good and bad. You cannot have unconditional love by ignoring or eliminating any element of life. Doc Childre, the founder of HeartMath Solutions, shares that love is not automatic. It takes conscious practice and awareness, just like playing the piano. However, you have ample opportunities to practice. Everyone you meet can be your practice session. As spiritual beings, you know that your journey is about connection to Source. Your fears come from your feeling of separation from Source. When you feel separation from Source, you want love and you want to be loved. You have to do things. You have to meet conditions. And often we don't feel deserving of love because you're seeking and sharing conditional love. Connection with Source is unconditional love. So as you try to find love, as you try to be more loving, as you try to be a better person, as you try to be more balanced, you keep hitting your wall of limitations of your conditions and you feel powerless. Once you admit that your mind does not know how to be free of the pain and trauma, you're ready to surrender to your heart. You see, your mind sets the conditions. Your mind is telling you what to do and what to expect. And if you do this, you'll do this. Or if you do this, he'll do this. Whichever. That's the conditions of the love that we've learned, that we've taught. We saw an interaction of our parents, perhaps a positive one. And we said, oh, when she does that, he does this. When he does that, she does this. That's what love is. That's not what love is. That's conditional love because you just set conditions. Even if your parents' love was unconditional, you just set conditions that it has to fit that view, that action and reaction. Once you admit your mind does not know how to be free of the pain and trauma because it replays it, it brings it up, it restores it to you in your good moments, then you're ready to surrender to your heart, and that's your turning point. Once you're open to receiving from your heart. And today I want to talk about this turning point. See, every day as part of my daily affirmations, I say, I surrender to love. This affirmation is to remind me that my problems, my judgments, my criticisms, and my limitations are only judgments imposed by my mind. They are not the real expression of my heart. Your heart can only express love, or it can close off from expressing love. See, the longer you stay in your mind and out of your heart, the longer your pain and trauma persists. Love creates harmony. Are you wanting retribution? Are you wanting revenge? Are you wanting judgment? Are you wanting punishment? Are you wanting anything except love? That will create disharmony and pain. In 12-step programs, they ask you to surrender to a higher power. This is not necessary here. I'm asking you to surrender to love. Remember your affirmation. I surrender to love. The Austrian poet Rainer Maria Rilke said, "Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves." Example, why doesn't she love me? Love the question. Don't be stuck in the darkness of the answer. It's a conditional answer. But love the fact that you have the question, and then just express love unconditionally. Last week, I shared many of the events that occurred in my life over the past 7 years. Any individual event could be considered a trauma. However, when you lump them together, it is serious trauma, emotional and physical. And as you remove the armor around your heart will open. As it opens, you'll feel the pain you kept locked up there. In other words, as you open, you will feel the pain. At first, you'll fall victim to being a victim. This is your natural wounded inner child reaction. It's during the pain that you allow the healing to release the pain. Our heart chakra wants to live in balance. The heart chakra wants to balance your mind and body. It wants you to balance you and the rest of the world. You can balance your masculine and feminine energies. Through your heart chakra, you come into balance in your relationship with yourself and with others. And in all relationships, there are upward and downward pulls. As you heal through your heart chakra, you may not always be able to operate from unconditional love. It helps if you can find an angel, a God, or believe in a master who you can call into your heart at those times when you cannot embrace yourself with unconditional love. This helps strengthen your ability. Call someone in to embrace you, to encompass you, to share that love around you so you can feel that unconditional love. See, with an open heart, you can give and receive love easier with friends and partners, spouses, parents, and anyone you meet. And Buddha told us, as much as anybody in the entire universe, you deserve love and attention. The ability to operate from unconditional love is based on you loving you. Not Bob loving you, not Sally loving you, not your mom or dad loving you, not all your friends loving you. It's about you loving you. So when given up the opportunity to receive love from others or love ourselves, we often try to get love from others. This leads to being disappointed or triggering a wound, feeling unloved. So since the heart chakra is able to hold the other six chakras in harmonious balance, self-love will help you embrace the transcendent nature of the upper chakras, you know, the throat, the third eye, the crown, and the grounding nature of the lower chakras, the root, the sacral, the solar plexus. Wholeness is about being in the present moment and releasing all that is past. We're not talking about forgetting what's past. We're talking about releasing the charges around what's past. As you become more proficient at loving yourself, more wounds will surface. They have to come up. They have to be cleared. You have to resolve past, present, and future wounds, and they can only be resolved through forgiveness. So forgiveness and unconditional love are a matched pair of bookends. Forgiveness has been a big portion of what I've shared in the past shows. And without forgiveness, we can't have unconditional love. Without unconditional love, we can't sustain forgiveness. So let's review the forgiveness process. One, you have to take responsibility for what occurred. You're going to say, wait a minute, I didn't do it. You have to take responsibility for what occurred. You are not a victim. You are not the result of someone else's behaviors. This is not about the other person not taking responsibility for what they did. It's about you taking responsibility for yourself. You were a part of it. You existed within it. You take responsibility. This step creates power for you so that you're not the victim of the person or events. And the inability to heal is often the result of needing to hold the victim role. Second, accept that in a spiritual perspective, nothing wrong was done or nothing wrong happened to you. This further reduces the power of the victim mentality. Now, this is a challenging piece for many people because so many of us don't want to look at it and say, but wait a minute, they shamed me, they embarrassed me, they betrayed me. All of those things may be so. But if you recognize that all of the things that happen in our life are there for a purpose for us to learn, and you can accept that through forgiveness, then you can get on with the learning and releasing the pain. Next, you notice where you still feel judgment. And when you still think of those areas, wherever that judgment appears, that's a wound. And we talked in depth about the inner child areas and how the reactions and how the denial of self and the denial of love and all those things that are not given to that young child become areas of wounds in us. So we're always seeking it externally. And third, we recognize that what occurred cannot be undone. It was done. What can you learn? What can you use to move forward and not get stuck in the past? And this is a challenging step. Because again, going through this thing, even if we intellectually accept, I'll take responsibility, we still go into those wounds of, why did you do that to me? Why didn't you love me? Why did you take your love away from me? Why did you give your love to another? Why wasn't I deserving of your love? And then we have to recognize that whatever behavior the other person gave, the other person did, It's their behavior. They're responsible for it, not you. And you have to recognize that it can't be undone. It can't be changed. It can't be shifted. And once you make that choice that it cannot be undone, it is in the past, then you choose the power of peace. Now, I use Ho'oponopono to help send love to those areas that where you still may feel a victim or a wound or an area where you feel judgment. I like to give peace by using the Huna healing tradition of Ho'oponopono. And the way I do it is these four phrases in this order. It's me talking to me. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Now surrender to love with the affirmation, I surrender to love. Ho'oponopono followed by surrender to love. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I surrender to love. And then accept yourself fully. I accept and love myself unconditionally is the affirmation. Ho'oponopono, surrender to love. Accept yourself fully. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I surrender to love. I accept and love myself unconditionally. And expand your love into all encounters by I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. Ho'oponopono, surrender to love. Accept yourself fully. Expand your love into all encounters. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I surrender to love. I love and accept myself unconditionally. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. So now let's take a break from talking and listening and walk through a guided meditation to help you identify and clear some of your inner child woundings. If you're driving, stay alert to your driving. Don't perform the meditation now. Just commit your intention, not your focus. Sit in a relaxing way. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. As you sit there, please listen to the sound of my voice. Make yourself comfortable and take a long, deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Say out loud, I give myself permission to meditate for 5 minutes. Breathe in slowly through your nose, out through your mouth. Each breath in is warm, relaxing, and peaceful. Each breath out releases your worries, your cares, your stress. Breathe in. Breathe out. In your mind, say, I give myself permission to meditate for 5 minutes. As you breathe in, know it's possible to relax completely. Breathe in each relaxing, peaceful breath. Breathe out all the tension and tightness. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. With each breath, it is possible to relax completely so that the thought of opening your eyes is more effort than you're willing to expend. As your eyes relax, your body relaxes. You continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Each breath in brings you into a deeper, more peaceful calm. Each breath out releases your tension and stress. Feel the light of calm, peace, and relaxation coming in, and allow all the negative energies to flow out. You don't need them anymore, so let them go. They're no longer a part of your life. They no longer serve you. You no longer need them. Feel your body relax. Feel your mind relax. Feel your body wrapped in a warm blanket of relaxation. Breathe in. Breathe out. Pay attention to the rhythm of your breath. Breathe slow, deep, relaxing breaths. Drift deeper and deeper into yourself. Allow your breathing to follow a normal rhythm. See a dimly lit room. In your mind, in this dimly lit room, there are many bubbles floating around the room. They're large bubbles. There are messages on the bubbles. One bubble floats towards you. The message reads, "You're not good enough." Another bubble floats toward you and its message says, "It's too late." Another bubble reads, "You can't." You emotionally feel yourself contracting when you read these bubbles. You think back to times when you believed those bubbles, when those bubbles kept you from doing things. Breathe in a deep cleansing breath. Release the emotional contraction. As the bubble that says you're not good enough floats toward you, you reach out and pop the bubble. As the message pops, you feel the release. You feel that you are good enough. The bubble that says it's too late floats toward you. You reach out and pop the bubble. The message is gone. And you can feel it's not too late to begin, to start, to learn. Then you see the bubble that says you can't. You walk toward it and pop it. You feel you know that you can. Yes, you can. As each bubble comes near you, you pop each bubble one by one. There's the bubble of codependence. There's the bubble for offender behavior, narcissistic disorders, trust issues. There's the bubble for acting out, acting in. The bubble for magical beliefs. The bubble for intimacy dysfunctions. The bubble for non-disciplined behaviors. The bubble for emptiness, apathy, depression. As you pop each bubble, the room gets brighter and brighter. You feel lighter and lighter as you pop each bubble. Soon you've popped all the bubbles in the room. You feel a new freedom. Take a deep breath in. Slowly let it out. Feel the lightness. And in this calm, relaxed state, be aware of the miracle that you are. You're a miracle of nature, a child of the universe. You have unlimited potential. You can do anything you desire. You only have to know that you can. And anytime you want to connect with your intuition, you'll be able to create this feeling of peace, calm, and relaxation to make you at ease, to quiet your mind, and to connect with your intuition. I will count up from 5 to 1. With each number, you'll become more aware of your surroundings until you're again here in the present. When you return to the present, you'll be relaxed and refreshed. 5. You're coming up and starting to feel yourself moving into the present. You're gaining energy. You're feeling fine. 4. As you come up, you're starting to feel refreshed and relaxed, at peace and calm. 3. You're starting to sense your surroundings even though your eyes are still closed. You're looking forward to your vibrant future as you trust in your intuition and the ancient wisdom you already carry inside. 2. You can feel your eyes almost ready to open. There's no hurry. the calmness and relaxation will stay with you. You'll feel refreshed when your eyes open. One, your eyes are opening. You feel fine. You know what a special miracle you are. Take a moment to feel yourself back. Take a deep, refreshing breath. Know that you are a miracle and a maker of miracles. Forgiveness is about taking your power back. Forgiveness is about releasing those wounds and healing those wounds that have limited you. There are many coping mechanisms that people develop to keep from resolving inner wounds. Often, your personality you project to the world is developed in a sequence as follows, like, I'm being hurt by someone. Two, it must be my fault. Three, I deserve to be hurt. Four, I'm damaged. Five, I must hide that I'm damaged. And six, I cannot trust and I must vigilantly keep myself safe. And so we go back within and we protect those wounds. For this line of reasoning, you may choose to be good. I'm going to be the top performer. I'm going to be the valedictorian. I'm going to win every race. Or you might choose to be bad. I'm going to be a criminal, or I'm going to have a career self-saboteur. I get the job I want, and then I destroy my chances in it. This means, referring back to what we said earlier, and bears repeating, one, take responsibility for what occurred. You are not the victim. Two, accept that nothing wrong was done to you or happened to you. Three, notice where you still feel judgment and send love to the wound. Four, recognize that what occurred can't be undone. It was done. Five, choose to feel the power of peace. I use the Huna healing practice of Ho'oponopono and I say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Six, open your heart using the affirmation, I surrender to love. Whatever happens to you, say, I surrender to love. Seven, accept yourself fully. I accept and love myself unconditionally. Eight, expand your love into all your encounters. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. Starting with Ho'opono, going to surrendering to love, then to accept yourself, and then extending into all encounters, it would be, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I surrender to love. I accept and love myself unconditionally. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. In their book, Soul Whispering, The Art of Awakening Shamanic Consciousness, Starwolf and Nita Gage remind us that love is the primary outcome of healing. If you use the process I've just mentioned as a regular routine throughout your day, in the morning, I don't get out of bed without doing my process. In the evening, it's what I do as soon as I get into bed. I use it throughout the day. It's a reminder to stay within love, to stay open, to stay in the process of healing. Healing is a continuous process. The primary outcome of healing is love, but love is also a tool for healing. We use forgiveness to release the pain and open to the love. And a shamanic way to support healing is to see that what occurred is sacred. You can also create a sacred space. You can use sacred crystals. You can use feathers, statues, flowers, or any item that can be used to provide a mental, physical, and spiritual focus for your healing process. Remember, it's not necessary that there's power in the items you use as much as you make them sacred as part of your process. Healing is not linear. Healing is not circular. Healing is a spiral. Think of the golden spiral, the Fibonacci sequence, which appears in nature. As we shift how we see things and how we react to things, we begin to shift our consciousness. In a circle, we keep coming back to the same things. In a line, we expect things that go in a certain process. And when we're done with step two, we move on to step three. But in a spiral, we're simply going through the journey. Some things come back in different ways. Some things don't come back at all. But the spiral is the journey of moving from the end to the center, and we keep going through it. Einstein told us that no problem can be solved by the same consciousness that created it. Through forgiveness, through love, through seeing your situation as sacred, you open to your inner shaman. And the inner shaman is not non-judgmental. The inner shaman is about being in balance. And the inner shaman is about holding all experiences as sacred. And some of you are thinking, oh, wait, when they hurt me, I've got to be in pain. Of course you do. Of course you experience your pain. Of course you experience your trauma. Of course you have those times, those moments, those situations where you feel the victim. But you don't want to stay the victim. You want to retain power over the situation. You want to release. You want to get back to your sacred situation to be non-judgmental and get back to balance, to be in unconditional love by forgiving. Why do you want to do this work? You do this work to awaken yourself. This is not easy work. Not everyone will do it. Not everyone will even attempt to do it. And most people will do it at a surface level and not at an in-depth level. You do this work to open to higher levels of personal consciousness. You create sacredness in your life by adding ritual and ceremony to your life practice. While you recognize the cycles of nature, the seasons of life, the growing cycle, often people are uncomfortable seeing the cycles of their own lives. Having a sacred shamanic consciousness, which is your unconditional love, it means living with an awareness of your individual truth at all times. Now, your individual truth is not my truth. My individual truth is not your truth. We don't impose it on others. We don't say it's the only way to look at things. We say it's the way we look at things for healing and loving ourselves. You know, Carl Jung shared the concept of the shadow self. Now, the shadow is two parts. It's your personal shadow, and it's also the shadow of the collective consciousness. Often the shadow is the self, yourself, that you don't like. It's the self you disown. It's the self you deny. And usually, when your wounds are triggered by someone or something that occurs, it's a reflection of your shadow. Focusing on being good, trying to avoid your shadow side without healing your wounds, keeps you locked into your negative reactions and feelings. People come along that reflect your shadow and they trigger you because you don't like that part of you. So doing the healing work is the greatest gift you can give to yourself. Any pain or trauma that you journey through will make you stronger unless you surrender to remaining a victim at the mercy of the prevailing winds. So what is your choice? For those who've listened to the show, do you remember the anonymous poem from Empower Astrology? In the midst of hate, I found there was within me an invincible love. In the midst of tears, I found there was within me an invincible smile. In the midst of chaos, I found there was within me an invincible calm. I realized through it all that in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. No matter how hard the world pushes against me, within me, there's something stronger, something better, pushing right back. Whatever I give, I do so from my heart. Remember when I started, I talked about the practices I do every day. And one of them, of course, is the gratitude affirmation. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And then I do the Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And then I go to the love affirmations by saying, I surrender to love. I accept and love myself unconditionally. I live and practice loving kindness in all situations. You are not a victim. You have a choice. And the other practice I shared with you was the forgiveness prayer shared by Lisa Barnett in her book, Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. And there are three levels to this prayer. I'll speak them slowly, and you repeat the phrases out loud after me. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything who has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time until this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for anyone that I have hurt consciously or unconsciously from the beginning of time until this present moment. I now forgive myself as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time until this present moment. I now forgive myself as I release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. Forgiveness clears karma. It allows you to heal your past, which consists of anything prior to this moment and includes your childhood and past lives. Done at the end of the day, it helps clear all the negativity that builds within you. Use this prayer every night to heal the pain and separation in relationships with self, with other people, or other situations in your life. Before we close, I want to talk a bit about the full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius on Monday, August 7th at 11:11 a.m. Pacific time. Whenever a lunar eclipse happens, it strengthens and exaggerates all things typically associated with the full moon. Things like emotions and drama and strange encounters with others. With the Jupiter square Pluto transit that happened on Friday still in effect, Pluto will use the hiding of the moon on Monday as an opportunity for a power and prestige and privilege grab. Pluto loves its power. Now, those using the passage to make a grab, this full moon passage, those using that passage to make a grab will either step on or over anyone along the path. They'll be aggressive about it. They'll be pushy. Those operating selfishly to get what they want during this passage are going to fall strongly later on down the road. Don't be taken in by the intoxication of the power, prestige, and privilege grab driven by Pluto during this full moon lunar eclipse. Pluto is going to drive the full moon emotions up. So rein in your desire for recognition and accolades and exercise teamwork. Collaborate, don't dominate. Collaboration and teamwork will also bring dividends later, big dividends. So while those people will be falling down on the road, you'll be earning dividends if you work in a collaborative, team-operated team way. With the darkened moon, you can go within also to explore your wounded areas. It's perfect for what we're talking about. Go in to explore your healing, open to your self-love. Aquarius is not known for being an outwardly emotional sign, and the hiding of the full moon with the lunar eclipse may detach you from your normal emotional clarity. But it's still a good time to go within and work within and identify your healings and your wounds and practice forgiveness. Practice what we've shared here today. Allow yourself to explore and clear out. And some relationships may end during this transit as the parties withdraw emotionally from each other. It doesn't have to be bad as long as you're not cruel. Aquarius can be cruel. And any interactions and endings need to be done with love. None of this is bad, provided we keep others in mind before we make big moves. Even if we're ending a relationship, again, don't be cruel. And that's the other thing. Don't be anxious to speak. Be anxious to listen. Be kind. Be benevolent. Don't make the changes you know need to be made. Do make the changes you know need to be made. And remember, karma is karma, but it really sucks when we're cruel or callous. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness for myself, for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time until the present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness for myself, for any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time until the present moment. I now forgive myself as I release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine importance. And so it is. So use this lunar eclipse, full moon, to open up to your forgiveness. And as some final thoughts, remember the meaning of this year. This year, 2017, is a one year. It's the year to begin attracting and living your new life. It's a year to break free of the routines that have brought you to this point. 2016 was the year to review your lessons and show what you've learned. And this is the year to start applying it. One is the number of ancient wisdom brought forth in the present. And 2017 is a one. A two plus one is three plus three plus seven is 10. A one plus zero is one. The number of ancient wisdom brought forth in the present. It's the number of creation, the primal force from which all other numbers come forth. And the energy of the one is the energy of the doer. It's an aggressive energy needed to create and produce. This is a strong, determined year for the journey of self. And the one is not just about you as an individual. It's also about the union with the all. Each of us are individual divine beings in this world, and our interactions with others are connected divinity. How we choose to have those interactions with others impacts how others will have interactions with others. It's all a connection. It's all a web. As we become the best representation of who we are, we have a trickle impact on everyone we encounter as we go through life. Your 1 year becomes more fully realized when you consciously connect and share your light with others. And you cannot fully express or share your light with others if you're expressing it through your wounds. At the beginning of the year, I selected a tarot card for 2017, and I used the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And the card that was selected was the Six of Fire. It's about health and action in the world. And in this card, there's a figure riding a tiger that's walking across the top of the world. It shows success from previous efforts leading to a successful outcome that you've been hoping for. But in this picture, the person wearing a kimono astride the tiger has their head back and their eyes closed, and they're going through a ticker tape parade and all the confetti, and they're not looking at the world passing underneath the feet of the tiger. While they're reveling in that successful moment, they're not seeing what's around them in the present. We have to remember, when we watch waves come into the shore and waves go out of the shore. Every hill has its valley. Success is momentary. Success is followed by working for more success. So we don't hold on to that moment of success. We don't stop working for what brings you happiness and joy. Remember, you share your moment of success with others. You share the joy, but then you get back to work. You don't surrender to that temporary moment. So our wisdom message for 2017 is to remember to revel in the success, revel in the journey. And when the celebration is over, revel in the continuing journey, riding the tiger, knowing that the moments of life are transient and they too shall pass. Enjoy the hills, enjoy the valleys, live with joy. So for this year, for the rest of these shows, remember to have faith in yourself. Trust in the goodness and positive support you get from the universe. As you go through this process to heal yourself, the universe wants you to heal. Trust in your instincts and intuition, and trust in the changes you'll face this year and have been going through, because everything changes. In addition, this year is the year of the fire rooster, the Chinese year of the 4,715th Chinese year. Rooster is the 10th sign in Chinese astrology, and the element is fire, and the lucky color is red. And the first day of our Chinese red fire rooster was January 28th, and since that time, we've been running. You've seen a rooster either in pictures or around barnyards, and how they scamper all over the place. The rooster is the sign of dawn, it's the sign of awakening, it's the sign of triumph, and it's the sign of success. Couple that with that card, the Six of Fire. It's a fire card. The label on the card is success. The six is about balance in all areas of our lives. And the way we have balance is by not letting go of the important things in our lives. Too often we get involved in daily things, we drop the important. Success in a rooster year can only be achieved through hard work and patience. It's a yin energy. And a yin energy is internal. It's a deep energy. We have to search for the truth of what we do, what we want, and whether we're doing what's needed. So this year is not about big leaps. It's about caution and wise reaction to change. Slow, steady, persistent action. There'll be more than enough action and opportunity to keep you busy. And don't trust the wrong people. Just because someone is your friend doesn't mean they know about what it is you want to do. Just because someone is a family member doesn't mean they know what it is that you want to do. Don't trust the wrong people. But one of the best things you can be doing this year is what we've been talking about right here on Metaphysical Musings. Identifying those inner wounds inside you. Go through these regular daily practices of clearing and healing, opening yourself up to love, opening yourself up to the love of self. Someone told me the other day that they keep falling back into this trap of feeling that they're unlovable. And I told them they can only be unlovable if they can't love themselves. Allow yourself to love yourself. Open up to the love of self. Be truthful with yourself. And remember, do your morning and evening series of forgiveness prayers. Do your gratitude affirmations. Do your ho'opono. Do your love affirmations. You know, do those things that help remind you that you are, in fact, a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it's clear to you, no doubt, the universe is unfolding as it should. Be thankful. Be humble. You have a right to be here. You are a part of the plan. As I close, I want to thank you for listening to Metaphysical Musings on Spirit Talk. Additional shows about metaphysical topics can be found at goodvibrationsradio.com. It's my other show. If you have any questions or you missed any elements in the show, you can visit solazar.com to contact me or send me an email at solazar@gmail.com. That's solazar@gmail.com. I'm going to post a listing of the affirmations that I've talked about on this show on solazar.com as well as goodvibrationsradio.com so you can download the sheets and work with those affirmations on a daily basis to help heal yourself and open up to unconditional love to be the full expression of the divine being you are. I want to thank you again for listening. Many blessings. We'll talk again next week. Namaste.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. I was caught by Hojong, they've been given some love.